7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and it's time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Pauline Teichman, and Jerry Nachman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a wonderful weekend, and whatever you did, we hope you're done now and can give us an hour of your time, because Minds Over Matter is, was, and always will be an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are encouraging your participation out there. Please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. The question or answer, that's 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions, and hopefully you'll be giving us questions on current events, movies, history, and literature, geography, and just about everything else. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Our email address is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. And, of course, we welcome all your emails. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week, and it's always great to hear from our listeners. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you would like to hear our show, you can do that anywhere in the world as we know it, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available afterwards, along with some of our older shows, at kalw.org. Just a little bit of old business. As the listeners to the show know, we are having a party next week at 4:30 here at the station to celebrate our 20th anniversary. So if you would like to, well, actually, it's too late. If you have an RSVP, it is too late. But we are looking forward to meeting all the people who did RSVP. We will have some food, and Jerry will dance and sing. You can meet all the people involved at the show. We certainly look forward to meeting all of you out there who have been listening and calling. So, again, it will be next Sunday at 4:30. The station, the directions are on the station website. So please remember when you, San Francisco weather being what it is, look out the window if you live in San Francisco and dress appropriately. At least part of the party will be outside, so consider that in your dress code. We want you to dress as casually as possible, but we don't want you to be cold or too hot. So
we'll be in tuxes, right?
No. Maybe you will. And so, as I said, 4:30, and there's parking. There is parking below as you come through the gate. What else do I need to tell you? I guess that is it. Oh, yeah, bring a trivia question with you when you come. We'll have a little trivia game here, and we'll have some surprise or two for you. So please come and enjoy yourself. We look forward to meeting you all. Anyway, okay, so we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. It has been suggested that prior to every Minds Over Matter show, Jerry Nachman take a performance-enhancing drug.
Thank you, Dana. Pauline is sad that she won't be able to make the anniversary show next week, but she decided to get the party started this week by bringing along her French fan club.
Okay. Well, in the spirit of the Entente Cordiale, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, had French toast for breakfast.
All right. I'm sure that will offend everybody who speaks French. And we begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
How appropriate. France is the world's most popular tourist country, but Paris is not the most visited city in the world. What is?
The Vatican?
No.
It's not the most visited city in the
world. Remember, I said most visited. I didn't say the most
lived in.
Tourist.
Visited.
So that would include, I guess, business as well as pleasure trips.
Okay.
Well, New York City?
No.
All right.
China somewhere.
So are you, would this be foreign visitors or just this
everybody.
People in general?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How about Beijing?
No.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take one more guess. Shanghai.
I don't know why this is I don't know why it would be, but
Shanghai.
Maybe you have a theory. No.
All right. Why don't you repeat the question?
France is the world's most popular tourist country, but Paris is not the most visited city in the world. What is?
Okay. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Our lines are open right now, 415-841-4134. Pauline, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Well, in honor of my guests tonight, I'm going to say, give me the 10 books listed by Listopedia as the best French literature.
So ever?
The title and author, the 10 top.
You mean novels?
Novels.
Written by a French
writer. Written in French. Yes.
Les Miserables.
Okay, Les Miserables is number two. I'm going to say you can each have one. And then we'll
one only?
The
yes,
Plague.
Well, the Plague is number... Yes, it's number nine. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, once more.
Okay, I'm asking you to list the 10 top best French literature according to Listopedia. We've already got number two, Les Misérables by Victor Hugo, and number nine, Albert Camus' The Plague.
And
eight more.
Are these all novels?
They're all novels. We can say they're all novels. All right.
No how-to book.
No.
Yeah. How to Build the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Let's see. What have I got here? All right. Again, I will give you a French-themed question.
How did you guys know?
I don't know. It just came to us. What are the two most popular tourist attractions in France that are outside Paris?
Euro Disney?
No. That's your guess.
Home?
Say that again.
What are the two most popular tourist attractions in France that are outside Paris?
Come on, you've got to give me one more.
Monte Carlo.
No, that's not part of France.
Where is Monte Carlo?
That's Monaco.
In
Monaco.
Oh, it is. Oh, I didn't know that was right. Okay.
That's what I thought. Versailles?
Well, I was thinking of the south of France. There must be some...
Oh, you mean like the Côte d'Azur?
Yeah.
If that's not like a particular...
Yeah,
place,
I'm looking for one
place.
Spot. Yeah, one place.
So my other guess was Versailles.
No. I was including that basically in Paris because that is in the...
Right. Okay.
So what are the two most popular tourist attractions in France that are outside of Paris? No? Okay.
I've never been outside Paris.
Second question.
Have you ever been inside Paris?
I have.
Second question. What was the, on a non-French question, what was the first TV drama to win the Emmy Award 3 years in a row?
Series, of course.
Yes, it's a series.
Yeah.
How about ER?
No. What was the first TV drama to win the Emmy Award for Best Dramatic Series 3 years in a row?
I have to ponder that.
All right. So, once more, what was the first TV drama to win the Emmy Award for Best Dramatic Series 3 years in a row? And first question was, what are, outside of Paris, what are the two most popular tourist attractions in France? What are the two most popular tourist attractions in France that are outside of Paris? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, this is Phyllis in Berkeley.
Hello.
And I have an answer, possibly. Could the city be Mecca?
No.
Oh, that's a very good guess, though.
Good
I like
guess,
that.
But no.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they had it. Well, anyway, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
In the late 19th century, you know that the capital of California was in Benicia, and then they would move it somewhere. And part of North Berkeley put in its claim to be the capital of California. And there are two remaining physical signs of this that still exist from the late 19th century. They haven't been reconstructed. These are two things in North Berkeley that are still physical signals left from the time that North Bray, I think it was then called, wanted to be the capital of California.
Are these some sort of freestanding thing? I mean, it's like a monument or a building?
Nope.
Okay. Are they street names?
Well, one aspect is street names.
Okay. North Berkeley. So you mean north of the university?
Yes, north of the university.
Go ahead, Pauline, if you
think. I'm looking at the architecture.
North Berkeley.
They're looking on your MapQuest.
We don't use that.
No, we're just looking internally into our minds.
I would have the answer by now if I was using that. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Anybody know?
Would it be the North Berkeley, what's now the library?
Nope. Not a building.
It's not a building.
Okay. Are you giving up?
Yes, I'm afraid we are.
Okay, then. Well, if you look at the map of North Berkeley, you'll see there are so many county names.
That's true.
Marin, Solano, Sonoma. Yeah. I mean, they're just all over Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, if you observe the sidewalks, they paved all of the sidewalks with red concrete in about, I can't remember what year it was, but it was the late 19th century anyway. Mm. And an awful lot of the sidewalks in Berkeley, except where they've been dug up to replace sewers and so on, a lot of them are still red concrete sidewalks.
Interesting. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate that. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Please feel free to give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Ruth in Berkeley.
Hi, Ruth.
The attractions outside of Paris?
Yes.
In France? How about Versailles?
No, I'm including Versailles because it's sort of in the greater
vicinity.
Paris area.
Oh, okay. That's it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Cannes and Nice?
No. Yeah, I'm looking more for a very more specific locale, but no, it's not Cannes or Nice.
Well,
those are specific.
Well, those are cities, though.
Really. So someplace like Le Château de Fontainebleau or something like that?
Yeah, well, right. But you can't guess anymore, but that's not it. Thank you very much. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. I will give the names of 12 celebrities, and you tell me their IQ scores.
What?
Well, guess the IQ score.
From highest to lowest.
Okay. So we don't have to say the number, just the order.
Yeah. I got the number.
12?
Well,
could you make it 5?
All right, I'll make it. I'll start.
My IQ's not
high
enough to figure that out.
Well, okay, I'll give you 6 off the bat.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Here are the people. Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson, Albert Einstein, Mozart, Stephen Hawking, Charles Dickens, and Bobby Fischer.
How do they know what Mozart's IQ was?
From the music he composed at what age?
I don't know. I forget the source.
So you said from highest to lowest?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with 1.
All right, let's see.
I should say 3. Well.
Okay. I've got my order. I don't know if it's right or not, but I'm going to say start with top, Stephen Hawking, 2nd, Mozart, 3rd, Bobby Fischer, 4th, Charles Dickens, 5th, Jefferson, and 6th, Einstein.
No.
Was I close? At
no.
All? I'll say, well, Dickens is the odd person out there, I wonder. I'll say... Bobby Fischer, Dickens, Mozart, Einstein, Jefferson, and who was the last one? Stephen Hawking.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
You must have known that.
I did not.
That's exactly
that was,
the
that
order.
That was a complete guess.
And the last three, Einstein, Jefferson, and Hawking are also all tied at 160. Start Bobby Fischer, 187.
Well, if they're tied, that doesn't really make
sense. Well, I didn't realize that until I asked it. Dickens, 180. Mozart, 165. Einstein, Jefferson, and Hawking 160. Amazing.
Thank you.
Very good. Wow, okay. Okay.
All right.
He must have seen this.
No, I swear to God, okay. Did not. Okay. I guess my IQ is higher than I thought.
Yeah.
And do you want to get the other six?
Well, I'll ask you that.
Yeah, go ahead. I won't guess or anything.
Who are the bottom six?
Who are the bottom six?
Wait. You have to give the other six, though. We already...
You have to give you the names.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Madonna. Clinton. Bill Clinton. JFK. FDR. And Jane Mansfield.
Wait, isn't that five?
And Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Yeah, and Ronald
Reagan. Well, I know Jane Mansfield was very bright. She had a very high IQ, strangely enough.
She had a lot of very high things.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah, give the names once more.
Again, Bill Clinton, Madonna, Jane Mansfield, FDR, JFK, and Reagan.
All right. Oh, Reagan.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute.
That was the six. I forgot him.
Three, four, five. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Okay.
Reagan.
So.
All right. Leave it out.
Okay.
And let's go to a call.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from San Mateo.
Hello.
I'd like to take a guess at some of the visited places outside of Paris.
Yes.
Would one of them be the Tuileries Gardens?
Well, that's inside Paris.
Oh, okay. Versailles was incorrect. Is that right?
Right. Well, it's not. I'm just not including it because it's basically part of the Greater Paris area. So.
Oh, how about Lourdes?
Oh, that's a good guess, but
yeah.
No. Not Lourdes.
Really?
How about the other island outside the Ile, the one that floods and you can only walk to it? It's only passable.
It's in Paris.
Times.
No.
You're talking about Mont Saint Michel?
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Very good.
And novels, French novels. Would Candide by Voltaire be one?
Okay, let's see. Yes, it's number six. Perfect. Thank you.
And would the other be The Little Prince?
Little Prince is on there. It's at number one. Yes.
Number one.
Okay.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you.
So much.
Perfect.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you. And Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay, let's go with something a little sports related question. So I'm going to ask you three sports things. So first, name the first president to attend a baseball game and the teams playing at that time. Second question, who started the tradition of the presidential first pitch of baseball season? And the third one is a follow-up on that. Since that president's pitch, every president but one has opened at least one baseball season during their tenure. Who is the exception?
Wow.
All right. I think the first president to throw out the ball was William Howard Taft.
No. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. First pitch was William Howard.
Right.
I was looking at my first question.
And the first part of the question was, what was the first part of that
first question? Name the first president to attend a baseball game and the teams
any baseball
were playing.
Game or?
To attend a baseball
while,
game.
While they were
the
president?
Playing. Yes.
So William Howard Taft doesn't count. That's not William Howard Taft.
He was the first
to throw out the ball.
Out the pitch,
but he wasn't the first
but
to
But he
attend.
Wasn't the first
Theodore Roosevelt.
To attend. No.
Could
think about it. It's going to be before the first one to throw out.
So, 19th century. Oof.
And what was the last part of the question?
Since Taft's first pitch, I can say Taft.
Oh, yeah.
You got
all
that.
But one.
All but one have at least thrown out one baseball.
Was there some historical reason why he didn't? Or was it just a coincidence?
I doubt it, but I don't know for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Well, I've seen pictures of a lot of them throwing out balls.
Yeah. All but one.
I'm sure somebody in our enlightened audience will know.
Gerald Ford?
No.
All right.
That's it.
All right, leave it up.
Carter. Yes, Carter.
That's interesting. I wonder why he wouldn't have done that. All right.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Okay, cool. My name is Eve. I'm from Oakland.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to take a stab at the Emmy question.
Yes.
Is it West Wing?
It is not West Wing. It's before that.
Before that. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
How about Dynasty?
No, thankfully.
Well, that won a lot of awards, didn't it?
Did it?
It seems to me it was always winning.
All right.
This is a more serious
Maybe
show.
For acting.
This is a more serious series, I guess.
Acting.
Huh?
to drama.
So, I'm going to give you five names, and these are people who have airports named after them. What I want you to do is tell me the city, okay? Mm-hmm. These are international airports. These are not in the United States. These are all well-known names, but just tell me the city that has an airport named after them. Number one, Amerigo Vespucci. Number two, Nikola Tesla. Number three, Mother Teresa. Number four, Federico Fellini. And number five, Robin Hood.
That's an interesting one.
So these are international airports that are named after people. I give you the five names, and I want you to tell me the city that has an airport named after them. Number one, Amerigo Vespucci. Number two, Nikola Tesla. Number three, Mother Teresa. Number four, Federico Fellini. Number five, Robin Hood.
All right. What was Mother Teresa's nationality? Indian?
No.
What was she?
She worked in India, but
She was known for her work.
What was her nationality, though? You say no, like everybody knows, but you don't know.
She's not one of my favorite people, so.
Oh, all right. Anyway, so there you go. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, it's Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. at 415-841-4134. And our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman, of course, from Alameda, along with myself, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Got some guesses tonight.
Okay.
Is Vespucci Airport in Portugal?
It is not in Portugal.
Okay. Most visited city, is it Rome?
No.
Okay. How about the French literature? Madame Bovary?
Absolutely. Oh, Madame Bovary is number five.
And French tourist sites, the Cathedral at Chartres.
That is down the list a little ways. It's probably in the top 10.
How about the Quais at Lesso?
No.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
If any of you have seen the Despicable Me movies?
I have not, no. but...
Haven't even heard of them.
Well, yeah, well, I've heard of them.
Title does not entice me.
I got free passes, so...
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
There are characters... shown in these movies called minions. The evil scientist has these workers he calls minions.
Those are the one-eyed things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm asking, what is the etymology of the word minion?
Oh.
Well,
minion.
It's interesting, because I know in Judaism, when you've got a minion, it's a group of 10 men who are... So it would seem like it would be people who are under a certain, like in a certain group working.
Does the word predate Latin? Is it from an earlier language?
No.
Okay. Is it post Latin then?
Yes.
Okay.
From a romantic language.
It is. Okay. Huh. Minion. Oh.
Minion having to do with small, like minimal.
Then
like
the is it from the French?
It is.
Mignon, okay. Cute.
Yes.
They're not very cute, are they?
You said yes.
Okay. I want my...
That's what it means, cute?
It originally, a minion was a boy toy.
Oh, mon mignon. Okay.
Very good.
Like Bridget Bardot.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Good night.
A boy toy. Well, no, that implies that a boy for a woman to
Absolutely.
Toy with.
Yeah.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I have to recuse you because I think I'm sure you know this. What are the only two states that have not elected a female governor, senator, or congressperson?
Well, I think I asked this question once.
Oh, don't.
So well, you should know it. Governor, senator, or
no, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I asked a different
yeah. Thing.
Or congressperson?
Two states have not elected
maybe I,
female governor, senator, or congressperson.
Hmm.
One is surprising, one is not so surprising.
I can't answer. You're older than me.
I know, so just keep quiet.
All right.
I know it kills you.
Hawaii.
No.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Great. I'm Paul from Santa Rosa.
Hi, Paul.
We're subscribers, and I have four different answers, or maybe five.
Wow.
Okay, here we go.
That's very optimistic.
Or impressive.
Or maybe none.
Well, yeah, they may be all wrong.
All right.
Let's see. Dallas, I'd say the most visited city because of Dallas-Fort Worth.
No. Airport this is in the world.
Okay, long shot, but the only one I can think of is Giverny from Monet's Gardens.
Oh, well, that is an interesting guess.
That's a good guess.
But no.
No?
No.
Really?
No?
Yeah.
Okay. For Berkeley, I'd say Marin Street Roundabout because I lived in Berkeley for many years. Oh. How about that? Marin Street Roundabout as a... for the capital.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, it sounds like you're on the right track because that's sort of what she was saying. Yes, so we'll give you a bell for that.
Okay, one more.
All right.
Or two more. Lincoln for the baseball, the first person to attend a baseball game.
No.
Really? Okay.
No, but that's
and the last one on the novels, the French novels.
Okay.
Three Musketeers for sure.
Absolutely, number seven, Alexandre Dumas.
Dumas, Man in the Iron Mask. Mm-hmm. Also?
Is that?
No, not that
okay,
one.
There, how about last one, Madame Bovary?
Madame Bovary was gotten, but it was already said. No, but that's correct. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Was baseball invented when Lincoln was president? It was
invented
right
in
around then.
1860s, wasn't it?
Yeah, they might have been,
So, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid, how are you?
Good.
So I wanted to name two scientists who married their famous scientists, very famous in fact. They married their first cousins, both of them.
They married their first cousins.
Right.
Is that Jerry Lee Lewis?
No.
Talking about scientists.
I know. I thought
weren't the Curies?
Huh?
The Curies, weren't they related, maybe? Marie Curie.
Curie.
And
well, she
Curie.
Was from Poland.
And where was he
and
from?
Pierre was from
a student teacher. Yeah, Marie Curie was a student for her husband, Becquerel. Yeah, so these are they're really famous. I mean,
well, we believe that they're famous.
I think Einstein married his.
Okay.
Oh, that's
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yes, he was always in love with her, even when he was married to his first.
Yeah,
wife.
Yeah, he had an affair. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, had an affair. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the second one?
Edward Teller.
Is this
a guy?
Least likely guy?
Is this a 20th century scientist?
No.
Okay.
This
is 19th.
Faraday.
No. Think of evolution.
Darwin.
Darwin it is.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Second question, James. Very quickly, is this food item... It was made first in 1830 and was sold as medicine. You know what it is?
Graham cracker.
No.
No, but the graham cracker was right. developed, was it was a doctor who was very into very strict dietary very, things, right. et cetera, right. and he didn't realize that it was sweet or like going to be used as a cookie.
Because I always like to take this time to give other people a chance. Okay, think of hamburger.
What about it?
You add it. I make any pizza.
Salisbury steak.
Huh?
Salisbury steak.
Meatloaf.
No. You add it to hamburger.
Oh, you add it to hamburger.
Add it to hamburger. Yeah. Ketchup.
Ketchup it is.
Oh.
Are we going to see you next week, Ed?
Huh?
You are coming? We going to see you next week at the party, I hope?
I will definitely try to make it great, guys. Thank you
I hope
very much.
So.
Thank you.
Fun.
Bye-bye. And Pauline, it's your turn.
Okay, so let's do another list. I'm going to ask you to tell me the 10 paintings that have sold for the most amount of money, thinking of it in terms of value now today. So I looked on a list as of 2013, the value that they would have sold as now, the top 10. So tell me the painting.
That was very convoluted of you.
Okay, the painting and the painter order most sold for the most money. The 10 top,
all right.
top 10.
You want the painter, not the painting.
I want the painting and the painter.
Oh,
well.
Because otherwise it might be...
One of the sunflowers Van Gogh sold for...
Actually, at the time it was, but not anymore.
His doctor is the famous...
The portrait of Dr. Gachet.
Van Gogh's painting.
The portrait of Dr. Gachet is number six.
I get a bill.
Yeah. Yeah, but you didn't know the name of the doctor.
Well, you know, that was a combined effort. So you each get half a bell together. Makes one.
Well,
Jackson Pollock.
So many, you know.
Something by Jackson Pollock.
Something? Yes, something? Yeah. Which one?
I don't know. Study
Tripping
number
7.
I don't know. Yeah.
You're close.
Tripping number 2. I don't know.
Should I give it to you? Number 5.
All right.
Number 5.
Jackson Pollock. All right, there we go.
There you go. You've got yours.
Why don't you repeat the question once more?
Okay. So I'm asking for the 10 paintings and the painters who painted them that have sold for the most money ever.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. I have one answer and a couple of questions. Would the Gustav Klimt, the portrait of the sugar heiress,
absolutely. The portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's number 5.
Okay. And then I have two questions. One is, where did the phrase originate which says, you have to toe the line? That's number 1 question. And number 2, why does the Dalai Lama go to the racetrack?
That's a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay. Toe the line. Well, that sounds like a military term.
Does toe the
Coast
line
guard.
Have anything to do with the Erie Canal?
Oh, it's T-O-E or T-O-W?
Not in my definition, but maybe.
But well, I mean,
is it T-O-W T-O-E. Or T-O-E?
It's T-O-E.
It's T-O-E.
Yeah, that's
but
what
you
I thought.
Oh, okay.
I was just thinking
toe
that maybe.
The line.
Yeah, toe the line, T-O-E, yeah.
is it a military term?
It is not.
Okay. Oh,
toe
okay.
the line.
Something to do with boundaries, drawing out boundaries?
It is have to do with a boundary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so fewer.
So it's nothing to do with making a line in the sand, and if you cross this and
not in the sand.
No, okay. Oh, not in the sand.
In the water,
towing the line.
Not in the sand.
In the water.
No, not in the water.
In the dirt.
So not somebody who'd be measuring out territory, and they would be towing
the line.
Nothing
to do with measurement.
Okay, boundary, but something to do with boundary.
I give up.
Okay, it was an old boxing term.
Oh.
Before they had a regulation rings, they used chalk
mm-hmm.
oh.
to run a line diagonally through the square of the boxing ring.
Interesting.
They had the men come out, and they said, now, come out and put your toe on the line and, you know, touch your gloves.
Uh-huh.
And that was the line.
Oh, great.
So there was a regulation line before everything was, like, regulated.
Interesting. Oh. Thank you.
Okay, so that's the toe of the line. And then do any of you know about with the Dalai Lama?
Repeat it again?
Why does the Dalai Lama go to the racetrack?
We don't know.
He loves Tibet.
That was good.
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
Well, I'm giving you the names of 6 celebrities, and you tell me the order of their IQ, highest to lowest. These are the people: Bill Clinton, Madonna, Ronald Reagan, Jane Mansfield, FDR, and JFK. And what is the world's most visited city? It is not Paris, and it is not San Francisco. And what are the only 2 states that have not elected a female governor, senator, or congressperson?
Pauline.
Okay, so I asked the best French literature according to Listopia, the 10 best books. So we've already got The Little Prince by Saint-Exupéry, Les Misérables, Madame Bovary, Candide, The 3 Musketeers, and The Plague by Albert Camus. I also asked the top 10 paintings and the painters who painted them that sold for the highest amount of money. And I think I have one other baseball one. Name the first president to attend a baseball game and the teams playing.
These are all kinds of paintings, not French paintings.
The paintings, they're not.
Not necessarily French.
No, well, you got Pollock, Jackson Pollock,
right,
not all French. And
how about, I'm going to make one more guess. How about Whistler's Mother.
Whistler's Mother.
It has to have sold in a fairly recently.
Yeah.
I mean, probably in the last 20 years.
Yeah, probably.
Well, sometimes you get resold. And
yeah.
Whistler's Mother has not been resold.
Portrait of Madame X.
That's good. Singer Sargent.
Okay. Sargent, okay.
All right. Let's see. What was the first TV drama series, to win the Emmy Award for Best Dramatic Series for 3 years in a row? the first TV drama series to win the Emmy Award for Best Dramatic Series 3 years in a row. I gave you a list of international airports that are named after people. Americo Vespucci, number one. Number two, Nikola Tesla. Number three, Mother Teresa. Number four, Federico Fellini. Number five, Robin Hood. What cities are those airports in? And I asked, what are the two most popular tourist attractions that are outside in France? What are the two most popular tourist attractions in France that are outside of Paris? I'm counting Versailles as in the general Paris area. So far we have one out of the two, and that's Mont-Saint-Michel. And that's it. Okay. All right. Let me give you another question. What are the last two non-musical Broadway shows to win Best Picture Academy Award? What are the last two non-musical Broadway shows to have the versions of them win Best Picture Academy Award?
Best Picture.
I can't quite get my head around that.
All right.
Best non?
What are the last two non-musical that were non-musical Broadway shows to be adapted into a movie and win Best Picture?
Oh. Doubt.
That did not win Best Picture.
Oh, it didn't.
About art.
That did not win Best Picture.
Oh, who was the one, you know, the one with the woman who's really ill and who's got cancer? Who's
Wit.
Wit.
That's not it.
Okay.
All right, once more. What are the last two non-musical Broadway shows that have had their film adaptions win Best Picture? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Denny in El Cerrito.
Hi, Denny.
As a child in France, my two favorite places were Mont-Saint-Michel, which has already been guessed,
mm-hmm.
and the Château de Chambord.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, which is gorgeous.
That is exactly right.
What is that?
Château de Chambord.
It's one of my favorites.
Never heard of it.
Excuse my
accent. Oh, it's beautiful.
Excuse
it's
my
one
accent.
Of my beautiful.
Yeah, how well-traveled I am.
Yes.
Also, could the Emmy thing be Playhouse 90?
No, it is not Playhouse 90. It was a regular dramatic series. Well, of course, Playhouse 90 was too, but it had a regular cast every week. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those are my guesses.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. If you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David. Are you coming next week?
I am moving and cannot possibly do so, so I will stop by at a later date.
All right.
I would love to. It sounds like a great time.
Are you moving out of the area?
No, just closely.
Okay.
I had a question. I thought that Avignon might be one of the cities, but it was just guessed. It's a wonderful city, the city of Popes. And also, a question that I had was, what was the first war after the Vietnam War that one of our presidents went to war and our people, our soldiers were killed without consulting Congress and the War Powers Act?
So the first conflict that the U.S. was involved in after Vietnam in which we had soldiers killed?
That is correct.
So 1973 or 4.
Falklands? Were we?
No, we weren't in that.
We were
Grenada?
That is correct.
That's what I was thinking of, Grenada, yeah.
Spice Island.
Right.
Thank you. Well, enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, I'm Kati from Nob Hill.
Hello.
And somebody got the chateau already, but I do know the city that's most visited in the world, and that's Bangkok.
Yes.
Oh.
How did you know?
Oh.
I read it in The Week.
That's where I read it.
I know. We read the same magazine.
Yeah, all right. I get a lot of my questions out of that. Very good.
Okay, great. Good night.
Thank you. Where'd you get it from, Jerry?
The Week. It's a wonderful news magazine. It's not that well known out here. It originated in England, and it's very popular over there, and in New York also. But it's really worth it. It's like the old Newsweek or Time.
Oh, I haven't seen it out here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very well edited.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Brian from San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. You were talking about Mother Teresa's nationality. She was Yugoslavian.
That's right.
And I'm going to guess that the airport is Dubrovnik.
It is not.
Mm-hmm. It's not?
It's not.
The other guess I have is, was the Defenders the Emmy winner?
Yes, it was.
Good, yes.
Very good.
All right.
1962, 63, and 64.
Wow. Good.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
Danny, you're an internationalist. Why do you think Bangkok would be the most visited?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of tourism, of course, for various reasons. And
is it a business center for some reason?
It's a business center. It's not a business
financial
center on the level of Singapore or something. Mm-hmm. So
I'm just curious why that would.
And a lot of people sort of will come into Bangkok and then they will go to the islands and the resorts that are around it.
So. I see. Okay.
But other than that, I'm not sure. And Jerry, it's your turn, I believe.
Okay. What states have had the most and the fewest Powerball winners?
Is this per capita? Because that it has to be. Otherwise,
I'm going to say
Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I give you two guesses each.
So, repeat that, please.
What states have had the most and the fewest Powerball winners?
Per capita.
Two different states per capita.
All right.
Yeah.
The most. Powerball.
Texas.
Well, Powerball was more on the East Coast originally, I think, wasn't it?
Did it?
I thought it was.
I thought it was, too.
How many states? It's not all the states. How many states are part of the Powerball thing?
All of them, I think.
All of them?
I don't know.
I didn't think so.
I don't follow that too closely.
I think it's either, for the most, either New York or New Jersey. I'll just say New Jersey.
For the most.
For the most.
No.
Okay.
You got one more each.
The least? I don't know. It'll be 49 states, I guess.
Who's unlucky?
Yeah. I don't know. I have to think
about
that.
How about Michigan for the fewest?
No.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a who would play the most, so...
Right, exactly. And a lot of times
Utah.
It's the...
You already know our favorite answer. No, it's not Utah.
Oh, okay. But they're not supposed to gamble.
Exactly. That's why. Yeah, probably. No.
But it's not the state with the fewest.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
And often the most gambling is in the poorer states.
That's true. This is true. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Well, this is Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi. I'm wondering if the place in France that's most visited outside of Paris is Lourdes.
It is not. We got the two, one is Mont Saint-Michel and the Chateau de Chambord.
Well, too bad for me.
Love my accent.
And that's okay. Mine isn't any better.
It should be Lourdes, it seems.
Okay, how about the novels? I had Madame Bovary, but I know somebody got that. How about The Red and the Black?
I believe that's on there. I do believe it's on there. Let's see.
And all.
How can it not be? No, it's not. I thought it was, but it's not.
The red is on.
Oh, what did I give it the bell for? Sorry.
It definitely should be, though. So we're giving it a bell because it should
all right.
be.
Anyway.
That was a good guess.
Great, thank you.
the red is on there, but not the black.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, one of them. And then my wild guess for the lottery winners is, does Maine have the most lottery winners?
No.
No. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Marcy with Berkeley.
Hello.
Hi. And I have a couple guesses for the non-musical award winners movie, correct?
I'll just repeat the question just for everybody else. What were the last two non-musical Broadway plays that, when adapted into motion pictures, became Best Picture winners?
Okay, I would say The Swan.
The Swan. No.
Yeah, that was never a play, I don't think, was it?
That was a play.
Was it?
It's by Molnar.
That's a long time ago, yeah.
But, well, it has never been a Broadway musical.
But these are non-musicals. Non-musicals.
Okay, then how about Les Miserables?
That's a musical.
That's a musical.
Okay. Well, then I kind of understood the question wrong, I guess.
No.
And then as far as the books...
Yes.
Don Quixote?
That's not French.
That's no. Spanish.
Don Quixote de la Mancha.
No, they're mine. Okay. That was my best guess.
Oh, thank you very much, though.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are these plays fairly recent?
Reasonably so, yeah. Yeah.
Like in the last 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you might have seen him. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, my name is Abigail, and I'm from Oakland.
Hi.
And is the first president in terms of the baseball game
Chester A. Arthur?
No.
That's interesting. No, that's a very interesting guess. Made you guess that?
Well, I was reading a book, and it said something about Chester A. Arthur and baseball.
Oh.
Well, he was from New York. Mm-hmm. I guess there's a certain amount of sense there. Yeah, that's a good guess, but I guess that's not it.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7, soon to celebrate our 20th anniversary. And if you'd like to join us here on the show with a question or answer, please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. Well, somebody got my red and the black,
so I can't do that. But how about the Chartered House of Parma?
The Chartreuse de Parme. No, that's a good guess, but not on there.
Okay, and I have I don't know exactly what to do about this. I thought my husband had emailed you to make reservations, and he thought I had, and it turned out that each of us was counting on the other one, and so it didn't happen, and I just found that out today.
Send me an email with your, what's your name?
Nancy,
send me an email tonight, Nancy, at mindsovermatter@yahoo.com.
mindsovermatter@yahoo.com.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Nancy.
Bye.
It's one of the places that didn't win, I know, but it was probably in contention. Nixon, Frost?
No.
Okay.
And I think it's your turn, Paul.
It is my turn. Okay, so in honor of Edie Gourmet, who just passed, I've got three-part questions. So one, she had a famous singer-songwriter cousin, so I'm going to ask you to name them. She also attended high school with a very famous film director. Name them. And on what television show did she meet her long
Steve Allen, Tonight Show.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so you got one part.
That was the one I knew, too.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
What were the first two again?
Okay, so name her famous cousin, who's a singer-songwriter, and also name a famous film director who she attended high school with.
American songwriter?
Well, she grew up in New York, didn't she?
She grew up in New York, the Bronx. Yeah. She's a Bronx girl.
So it wasn't Carol King by any chance, was it?
No, it was not.
And was the director Martin Scorsese?
No, neither
one. He's not old enough. I'm sorry.
How old was she?
From
70,
the Bronx.
70?
No, she was in her 80s.
She was going to be 85 in
she's
5
that
days.
Old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
she was wonderful. It's real loss.
Yeah.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'd like to take a stab at several of the categories.
Okay.
For French novels, Remembrance of Sting's Past.
Oh.
Thank God, no. That's one of the worst. I mean, I don't know. I've never enjoyed that book.
One of the least read classics.
Yeah, I think it's the one that people thumb through and never get through.
Yeah.
I think Mother Teresa was Albanian.
She was Albanian.
That's right.
Yes, maybe. I think the capital is what, Tirana?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
It's Tirana Airport in Albania.
And then
very good.
Somehow I thought that I had read that New Jersey was one of the least Powerball winners.
It is. New Jersey is the least. You're on the wrong end of that.
Very good.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. What was the first country to legalize same-sex activity? And I'm talking about the modern world. So, you know, in the last...
Not Greece.
No, I'm not talking about the ancient world. I'm talking about the last 250 years.
How about Denmark?
No. What was the first country to legalize same-sex activity?
Activity
or relationships?
Marriage?
Relationships.
Just relationships.
Well, yeah, you couldn't.
By recognize, you mean what exactly?
Not marriage. Just, you would not go to jail, basically.
Okay. Well,
it was okay legally.
Norway.
No.
I don't know.
All right. what was the first country, and it is a European country, to legalize same-sex relationships. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
And let's see. Karen's guessing for the play that won Best Picture.
Yes.
Lion in Winter.
No.
Oh.
And we had Mother Teresa for Tirana.
Right.
We're guessing that Tesla's airport might be in Bucharest.
You're in the right general area, but not Bucharest.
Or elsewhere in Romania?
It's not in Romania.
Oh, okay.
In the broader sense, you're in the right general area.
Well, those were our guesses.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter at area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
This is Roy in San Francisco.
Hi, Roy.
Toronto they got, and Proust they didn't get. I have two answers for Edie Gourmet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, she went to school with Stanley Kubrick.
Absolutely.
Oh, interesting. Oh. Very good.
And she met Steve Lawrence on the Steve Allen Show.
Yes, she did.
Right. Good.
Absolutely.
That's it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So her cousin is a famous singer-songwriter.
Absolutely.
Is it a man or a woman? Can you tell
man.
Us that? Man. Oh, okay.
Well-known. But I had no idea they
is she
were
Jewish?
Related. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So far,
I thought so. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Is this person still around?
I certainly think so. Though, singer. Well, you know, I'm saying I think so, but...
Singer-songwriter.
Okay. I think so, but I wouldn't be certain. You know, it's like I'm seeing them in my mind's eye.
Is this the type of person that you would have seen on the Ed Sullivan Show?
I don't remember him from Ed Sullivan. I remember him from later than
that. Is he more or less her vintage?
I'm thinking younger, in my mind, younger.
Yeah.
Definitely younger.
All right.
Well, she's 85. Yeah, that's, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
I have some guesses about French novels.
Oh, good.
Since Three Musketeers made it, I'm wondering if Count of Monte Cristo also
Absolutely. At number four, it's actually higher than the Three Musketeers.
Okay.
There we go. The Stranger?
Absolutely, number three. Only two more left on my list.
So here's my stretch guess, because I like it. Gargantua and Pantagruel?
Oh, you know, it probably would have made it on certain lists, but not on this one.
That's the kind of thing they make you read in school.
Yeah, exactly.
Never heard of it.
No,
did we get them number one yet?
That Sorry. Book, it's dirty. okay, so I have a question about classic children's toys.
Okay.
So I'll give you a short description of a few classic children's toys, and you tell me what it is. A blue and a red robot fight.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I had that.
Yeah, it's really good until one of the robots, like,
breaks.
Sort of its head comes off more easily than the other.
Which takes about 15 minutes, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Hippopotami eat marbles.
Oh, gosh.
I've seen it. I can
This is my vintage
it.
Of toy.
Well, we're about the same vintage.
Yeah. Gosh.
Famous commercial with a catchy song.
Yeah. I don't remember what that was called, though.
Something with the word mud. Didn't it have the word mud in it?
Didn't it?
Nope.
Hippo. Hungry, hungry hippo.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
All right.
Right. Okay. One plastic disc is pressed upon another.
Tiddlywinks.
Yep.
Tiddlywinks.
Good.
My vintage.
Yeah, there you go.
Only an eight defeats a bomb.
Only what? A what?
Only an eight, like the number.
Like crazy
eight.
Eights?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
It's
defeat to beat the bomb?
No, defeat.
Yep.
Is it Risk or anything like that?
It's not Risk.
It is a board game, though, right?
It is a board game. Mm-hmm. It is a war game.
I can
game.
See it.
It's a war game.
I mean, it's not a serious war game. Right. It's a popular game that most people have heard of, at least, if they haven't played it.
Yeah. And Kevin's suggesting Battleship.
Nope.
It's not Battleship. It's not Risk. But it's not too serious a game, anyway.
It's pretty abstract. So it's an eight, because that's the name of the piece. There's also one through nine.
Oh, gosh.
And there's also a bomb.
It sounds kind of familiar.
And eight is really weak, but it can beat a bomb.
Oh, no, we don't know.
It's Stratego.
Oh,
yes.
All right. Okay.
Okay, and last one, without describing it, well, it's a board game. It has its origin in ancient India.
Parcheesi. No.
Parcheesi is right.
Wow.
Very good.
Again, my vintage.
Yeah, there you go.
Ancient India.
Ancient India?
Yeah. We used to play that all the time.
Cool. All right, I'll see you guys at the party.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Looking forward to it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
This is Jill in the Mission.
Hi, Jill.
And you mentioned same-sex nuptials.
Well, they're not...
No, just relationships.
Not nuptials, just relationships.
Well, here's my question, and I don't know the answer. I went to a lesbian wedding about 15 years ago, and both women were pregnant. One had sperm donated from the other's brother, and the other had sperm donated from the other's brother.
Pretty cozy,
what,
huh?
Yeah. What relationship are the two children?
Oh.
Sperm-in-law.
Each woman was... sperm
related.
From the other one's brother.
Well,
because it would have been the in-laws, they're not related.
They had not related at all.
You sure?
Well,
the opposite brothers are not related.
Unless the women are.
If you're considering the women as married, in other words, so it would be a. I mean, there was an in-law. You could say there's an in-law
relationship. But other than that, no.
Like a shirt-tail cousin or something, maybe. Mm-hmm. So it would be like a. In-law and nephew? No way.
Cousins. Cousins-in-law.
I said sperm-in-law.
Yeah, we heard you.
I wasn't sure.
So,
Sperm-ger.
I don't know what to call it then. No, we don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm still scratching my head over it.
Well, I think
15 years later.
Their only relationship is because of the marriage.
They have very similar DNA because...
It's only because of the two women are married.
Well, I'm talking about the DNA in terms of their DNA.
Oh, I see. Okay, but that I don't know. We'll leave it out there for people.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I knew Stratego.
Good for you. There's your bell.
None of the French literature.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Glenn, San Francisco.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, is the country Denmark?
It is not Denmark.
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yep.
And, all right, one more call. Very quick. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you. Very quick.
Oh, hi. For the best picture, is it No Country for Old Men?
Not No Country for Old Men. That was not a Broadway play.
Okay. And Most Powerful, Florida?
Florida, Jerry?
No.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, time to clean up, Jerry.
Most Powerball winners are from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And the only two states that have not elected a female governor, senator, or congressperson are Iowa and Mississippi. And the IQ, the six IQs in ranking highest to lowest, Jane Mansfield, number one.
I knew she'd be up there.
149 IQ. Yeah. FDR, 147. Mm-hmm. Madonna, 140.
Wow.
Clinton, 137. JFK, 119. And Reagan, 105.
Well, I had Reagan, right?
I knew Clinton would be below Jay Mansfield, which is probably exactly where he wants to be. So.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all your...
Yes.
Okay, so the first president to attend a baseball game was Benjamin Harrison, and the teams playing were the Cincinnati Reds, and it would be the Washington Senators.
Uh-oh. What year? Do you have a year?
Yes,
very
I
quick.
Do, but 1892.
All right.
The two French books that we didn't get were The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo and Les Fleurs du Mal by Charles Baudelaire. And can I leave the paintings?
Yeah, we'll do that later. All right, the first country to legalize same-sex relationships, that was France in 1791.
Yay.
And the international airports, Amerigo Vespucci is in Florence, Italy. Nikola Tesla is in Belgrade, Serbia. Federico Fellini is Rimini, Italy. And Robin Hood is Doncaster, England. The last two non-musical Broadway shows that later became Best Picture, Driving Miss Daisy and Amadeus.
Okay.
All right. Driving Miss Daisy and Amadeus. If we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We are looking forward very much to meeting you all at our party on Sunday. That's 4:30. So if you've RSVP'd already, we look forward to meeting you. And
no
take
gifts
care.
Necessary.
Terry, take care. Well, you can bring a gift if you want. I'm not going to turn you down.
I'll be with you in spirit.
Take care, everybody. Look forward to next Sunday. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Can't you see it's got to be
one way or the other. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank.